We kick off our show this evening with a guy who I've watched him emerge as an offensive lineman. They don't get a lot of pub. They don't get a lot of play from the media. They don't, they're not in the spotlight all the time. But Jamari Williams has really done an awesome job over the last couple of years and has emerged now into one of the best linemen in South Florida, if not the state. And he joins us this evening. Jamari, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. You and I have—I've watched you the last couple of years. I've seen you at camps. I've seen you at during the spring. I've watched you during the regular season, and all of a sudden, over the last year, you've grown up. I mean, you've grown up from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint. You understand the game more. I think this last year, especially this last year, grew a lot of the guys from Cardinal Gibbons up. But talk about that process, because sometimes you don't see it like everybody else, but have you watched yourself improve and getting better over the last year like we have?
Yes, I have. Coming from my freshman year to nobody know who I am to being a household name now, it's really a blessing. But from the football standpoint, just more, I just watch film and watch my mistakes and correct everything I do wrong and try to make myself the best player I am. It's good to go back and look from my freshman year to see where I came today, and I'll just keep working and grinding.
I remember, I think it was just after your freshman year, and you started sending me some tapes, and I was wondering, and I watched you, and then as a sophomore, I kind of understood a little bit more, and you got bigger, and because I remember, I don't know what the exact size, but at the time, because I had asked Coach DeBuck, and he had told me, he says, yeah, keep your eye out for him, because he's a guy who likes to work. How'd you get that work ethic? Because that, now, obviously, you grind, but, I mean, somebody had to instill that into you. Who was responsible for giving you that opportunity to gain that advantage?
Well, my family always said it takes a village, so watching my mother work two jobs and watching my dad work two jobs and everybody in my family just work so hard, and anything you want in life, you have to work for. So I wanted to be the best. I want to be the best player to ever play this game, so I knew what I had to do, and I just worked hard, and I trained, and you have to put the time in to get the result.
Yeah, no, I agree. Jamari Williams joining us. He's a junior offensive lineman at Cardinal Gibbons. Multiple offers, a lot of interest. How was that? I mean, because all of a sudden you started with the smaller schools and then everything started to ramp up a little bit. You do well at all these events, like last weekend being one of the top linemen at the Under Armour. Talk about that, too. I mean, with the attention, what it was like for you. Had you watched other guys? Because certainly over the last couple of years, Cardinal Gibbons has had kids that have been at a high level with Wright and guys like that. Talk about that too.
I watched a couple of guys on my freshman year. When I first got there, Deion McIntosh was a big name guy. Leroy Henley, Daniel Wright, and they gave me tips and things like that. And I just always trust the process. A lot of people tweet it, but they don't really believe it.
Yeah.
You have to really trust the process, because Twitter will drive me crazy. just stay away from all the social media and just work. And I remember getting my first offer, and I was just so thankful. And then a couple months later, I get my second. So now I have 20+, so I'm just thankful. And
I mean, and everything's kind of falling into place. Jamari Williams is joining us, Cardinal Gibbons offensive lineman, one of the highly recruited big guys down here, and certainly has worked hard. You take a look at your offense, and I know that coming back this year, I mean, there were a couple of kids that, key guys lost, but from a standpoint of your offensive backfield, which pretty much comes back intact with two running backs that were there last year, a quarterback who is among the best in the state, and some quality people coming back on the offensive line. Talk about that and the ability to kind of ramp this thing up with a lot of points.
Like you said, I'll start off with the backfield. Vincent Davis, he's starting to blow up as well. He's a great running back, very, very fast. We have Tajay Davis, he's a bigger back. like you said, Scalzo, he's like one of the best quarterbacks. Has a great IQ. We have Big Nick at tight end, and we have Diamond Stewart. We have a lot of young guys too that you don't know of as of now, but
right.
during the season or after spring, guys will know. So we're just trying to get this chemistry together and just work hard and just try to be better than we were last year.
You know, the one thing, and I know it drives everybody harder and harder every week during the season, during the off season, is you've had American Heritage in your district, American Heritage, two-time defending state champions, one of the best in the country last year, and the gap keeps getting closer and closer and closer. We talked, I think we had Nick on a couple of weeks ago, and we had talked about that, and I posed a question to him. I said, if the play where I think it was Carlos went all the way for the touchdown, hadn't gotten called back, he said, would you have lost? I asked him if you lost. He goes, no way. Because then you would have been up by 27 points instead of just 20. And it was the strangest night that I had been around. Do you ever look back at that while you're lifting as some motivation?
That night repeats in my head. That game just repeats in my head a lot. I even remember talking to you before the game down in the end zone. You wished me good luck. So I remember that game really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that play with Carlos, yeah. When they caught that play back, it took a lot of momentum away from us. Like, yeah, if he would have caught that.
That would have been 34-6, and it would have been a little too tough.
Yeah, it probably would have finished them there. But
yeah.
this year, we'll have no regrets. We'll yeah. leave it all in the field. So.
And also, you got a big-time schedule coming. I hear you're going to Georgia. You got the same teams that you play down here every year, which is really challenging as it is. As you head towards spring, what are the things that you guys have to work on, you think, during spring to get ready for summer?
Working for the season. I try to tell young guys and guys who are there, don't worry about who are playing. Just worry about yourself. Worry about being the best player that you could be. If everybody could be the best player, and they could be, the team is unstoppable. If everybody plays 100% and goes hard in practice and the workouts and the conditioning, it don't matter who we play. We can play the Miami Dolphins.
Yep. Good stuff. Jamari, thanks so much. Best of luck. We'll see you a lot during the offseason and continue the journey, man. No one deserves it more than you do.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Jamari Williams, Cardinal Gibbons, Jr. offensive.